Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
Outlet to Scott Anderson, lobs Markkanen, one hand, catch, full flight, and packs it. Flight Markkanen is airborne, the finisher.
It was a close game, until it wasn't. Your Utah Jazz let an early lead turn into a double-digit deficit against the struggling Portland Trailblazers. Even a 40-point night from Lauri Markkanen wasn't enough to save the Jazz in their 127-115 defeat. Jazz Nation, I'm Will Trubshaw, and this is your Jazz Game Rewind. Coming off another feel-good win against Sacramento, the Jazzmen had a chance to make it three in a row and strengthen their play-in standing by taking down a Blazers team that had all but waved the white flag on the season. And through the first quarter, things looked pretty good. Utah finding itself leading by as much as 10.
Rotates it back out to Obagi. Lob high to Kessler. Dunks. That was nifty. It came from about 7 feet out. Markkanen pops out. Has a little airspace. Right wing. Buries the three. Left-hand dribble by Markkanen to Rudy Gay. He'll fire for the left wing and it'll be good.
The second quarter wasn't quite as kind to the Jazz, with the Blazers exploding on a 27-9 extended run that saw the deficit grow to as much as 13. Looking for answers to what had suddenly become an anemic offense, the Jazz turned to Lauri Markkanen as they have all season to provide a spark. And even with a bad left wrist, the finisher delivered, starting a 17-5 Jazz run in the third. Here's how it sounded with David Locke and the legend Ron Boone.
In the transition, it's Markkanen. Left corner three, good. Lauri Markkanen has 30. The odds-on leader for most improved player this year.
Let the Jazz can keep this going.
10, Lillard for three. Front rimmed it, no good. Rebound Horton Tucker again. Kalen on the run. Markkanen trailing. Left-hand drive at Nurkic. Body bump kicks out to Olynyk. Cross-court pass was intercepted by Sharp. Good idea. Fontecchio was there, didn't have enough air. Lillard on the right wing. Jazz double, spins out of it, middle of the floor, Sharp. Sharp retreats out on Markkanen. Left-hand drive, reaching down as Obagi, knocks it away, gets kicked to the corner, Thybul has it, shot clock's at five. I don't know that Nurkic knows, finds Lillard on a backup to Sharp. He looks at the clock, takes the three, no good. Long rebound to Linick, and he's fouled by Sharp. Jazz have cut it to 10. Blazers by 10 as Markkanen drives to the elbow, stops, pulls back, and hits. My goodness, Lauri. 33 for Lauri. 35 for Lauri. I can't keep track. Lillard splits the double team, drives the lane to the cup, lays it up and in. That's special. Every time the Jazz huff and puff, Lillard answers. Horton Tucker driving in the lane. Jump pass to Fontecchio. Contested three. Good. Simone's first three of the night, 2 of 6 shooting. 88-81, Blazers lead is down to 7, it was 5th. Thybul drives, throws it away. Obagi hands to Dunn, 4-on-3 break. Gay to the corner, Fontecchio for 3, no good. Rebound comes down to Watford. Fontecchio acted as though he was hit, crowd thinks he was. Jazz are down 7, Lillard's 3, back rim no good, Markkanen and rebound. Jazz trailed by 15 in the third for only the 13th time all year. They've yet to come back from that all season. Dunn, floater in the lane, short. Dunn played in Portland very briefly last year. Watford driving at Markkanen. Stops, shuffles his feet, goes up with a shot, misses. Markkanen has 10 rebounds to go with his 35 points. Lauri, coast to coast at 7 feet, 240 pounds. Off the glass, no good. He's fouled, though. Lillard left side. Throws behind Watford. It's loose. Watford got it back. Kicks to the corner for 3. No. Markkanen another rebound. Jazz are within 5. They trail by 15. Lauri driving. Gets punched in the faces. He's going for the ball, but he lost the ball first. Doesn't get a foul call. Here comes Watford driving. He's fouled and finishes. Blazers lead is 7, 90-83. Jazz have rallied back to within 8. Now they go to their bench. So 5 bench players on the floor. Only Rudy Gay was a rotation player before the trade deadline. Watford flares it out to Knox. He'll take a 3 right side air ball. Chris Dunn. Right side, Fontecchio. Back to Dunn. They're going to have to create for each other. No creators on the floor. Rudy Gay bypasses a good look 3. Takes a long 2 instead. Misses. Jazz down by 8. Lillard on the bench for Portland. They don't have a rock star crew out there either. A 3 from Watford is feeling it tonight with 18. Misses. Azubuike rebounds. Hands to Dunn. Dunn skips over to Gay. High arc 3. Barely nicks iron. Gay's 2 for 5 tonight, hit 2 threes earlier. 91-83. Here's a 3 for Reddish, back rim no good. Quicker to the ball are the Blazers. Watford outruns them for it. He's having quite a night. 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists. Jazz on a nightly basis are playing nearly 100 minutes from players that were not in a rotation before the trade deadline, and somehow Will Hardy's got this team above 500 or at 500 since the trade deadline. Here's Dunn, left-hand dribble, body bump 3 different times, finally draws the foul and finishes. Completes the 3-point play to make it 91-86. Here's Reddish through the lane, out of control, throws it away. 91-86, 17 seconds left, shot clock is dormant. Chris Dunn waiting for a pick. Doesn't get it, just goes to work. One-on-one, not his forte. 8-foot floater, pops out and goes back in. Nice play by Chris Dunn. Here's Archie Diacono. 3-point shot at the horn, no. And the Jazz have whittled their way down from down 15 on a 19-8 run to have it within 3 at 91-88 as we head to the fourth.
Just incredible again from Lowry, his third game this season scoring 40 or more. It's a plateau he didn't reach once in his first 5 seasons in the league. But would it matter in the end? Unfortunately not. One final 11-2 run from the Blazers, coupled with the Jazz's 17 turnovers on the night, helped put this one out of reach. Here's how that last knockout punch sounded with David and Ron.
7:22 left, Jazz have cut it to 5. Dunn makes the free throws.
He's a second-half player. He usually comes to life and does a lot of things well.
In this. Jazz break down defensively in the zone, and Knox gets a wide-open layup. Jazz zone has not been nearly as effective tonight.
And I thought Kessler was up just a little bit too high on that play.
Abaji. Back to Dunn, now reset to Abaji. Left-hand dribble in the lane, tries to lob it to traffic to Kessler, who gets it blocked by Nurkic. Driving to the basket, Sharp fouled by Markkanen. Jazz are back down 8 with 6:47 to play. Dunn, Abaji, Horton Tucker, Olynyk, and Markkanen to close. Walker just hasn't had it tonight. Right side Markkanen, 3 over Watford, too long. Lowry's got 37, Dunn has 14, nobody else in double figures. The exact opposite for the Blazers. Lillard has just 21, but he's got 4 other guys in doubles. And Watford's one of them. He catches in the lane, he's fouled and finishes. And Watford's having a career night of 20. And his free throw's good, and the Jazz suddenly trail by 11. 7-0 run by the Blazers.
Had a chance to take the lead. Dunn misses the free throw, and it's been all Blazers since.
Horton Tucker, top to Markkanen. They bring a double and steal it. Jazz really just don't have it right now. 17-6 run by the Blazers. A 7-0 on the short term. Lillard going to his left, his preferred side, hesitates, gets to the cup, lays it up and in. 113-100. Blazers have lost 6 straight coming in. Markkanen drives the baseline, spins, powers up and scores it. Lowry Markkanen with 39 tonight. Archie Diacono. Right corner Knox. three, no good. Sharp flies above the Jazz defense. While they observe, he dunks. Ouch.
With the loss, the Jazz fall back to 35-37 and also fall a half game out of the play-in picture thanks to the Lakers' 122-111 win over the Phoenix Suns. Good news for the Jazz? They can flush it. It's a quick turnaround with the last game of their four-game homestand on Friday. The bad news, potentially? They take on the Greek freak, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and the Milwaukee Bucks. But, as we've seen, this Jazz team has handled other squads at the top of their conferences pretty well. Guess there's only one way for you to find out how they're going to stack up against the East's best. That's right. You better get your tickets now at UtahJazz.com and come see superstars duke it out at Vivint Arena on Friday night. That'll do it for now for Jazz Game Rewind. For everyone at Jazz Radio, I'm Will Trubshaw saying so long and see you Friday.